Immediately after the final debate tomorrow night comes the Fact Check Derby, fact-checking the debates, and to a lesser extent, the stump speeches of the two candidates has become de rigueur in coverage of the race. But is it making any difference? Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca is here with the answer. Mike, first off, are the candidates adhering closer to the facts, do you think, because they know that we in the press are doing fact-checking?
I see no evidence of that. My favorite site, factcheck.org.
Which was referenced in the vice presidential debate.
Close to referenced. Vice President Cheney directed people to factcheck.com. He meant factcheck.org. And here are the headlines after all three debates. You could judge from them how the war on inaccuracy is going. Debate one, headline, distortions and misstatements at first presidential debate. Then Cheney and Edwards mangle facts. And finally, distortions galore at second presidential debate.
Well, Mike, I was wondering if any facts were misrepresented at multiple debates. Are there things they get wrong all the time?
Oh, yes, yes. And there's one quote-unquote quote which has been mangled in all three. Here's Kerry in the first debate.
They avoided even the advice of their own general, General Shinseki, the Army Chief of Staff, said you're going to need several hundred thousand troops. Instead of listening to him, they retired him.
The truth is that Shinseki's retirement was planned and publicized before he urged for more troops. This was pointed out after the first debate, but Kerry said the same thing the next week. And at every debate so far, Kerry or Edwards has claimed that the war has cost $200 billion. Just about every news organization which did a fact check said the number was closer to $150 billion, but still they persist.
Well, how about the Bush-Cheney side of the ledger?
Well, here is a fact. John Kerry used the phrase global test in the first debate, but the Bush-Cheney campaign has misstated the context all around the term global test. It came right on the heels of Kerry saying he would never give up the right to preemptively strike another country to protect America. Immediately after his answer, the president singled out the phrase global test. 2 days later, the Bush-Cheney team had this commercial on the air.
But at the debate, John Kerry said America must pass a global test before we protect ourselves.
So they've interpreted the phrase global test to mean that John Kerry would ask foreign countries for permission to protect America. But where's the evidence? John Kerry has voted for military action in the past, like the war in Kosovo, which didn't have UN approval.
So, Mike, what exactly is it that you are fact-checking? The president's take on those words? Is that really a fact to be fact-checked, how the president is interpreting what Mr. Kerry says?
The way I see it is that we must realize that both campaigns know how to recognize the line of truth and to go right up to it and to knowingly leave an impression. The press, if it limits fact-checking to the legal definition of what is a slander, are neutering themselves. They're not serving the voters who may be edified by a little more context.
But is it the job of the press to provide that context, or isn't it the job of the campaigns? That is, if George Bush or John Kerry think the other guy's not being straight about their record, it's up to them to say this is what the reality is.
Right, but they object to everything. They object to the other side's lies just as equally as they object to the other side's truths. And when I read something like the Bush campaign objects to a Kerry assertion, that's one thing, but I think it's a lot more powerful when I read the Bush campaign objects to a Kerry assertion and the facts bear them out. And there's another thing. There are some facts that a candidate knows won't be corrected by the other side because it would reflect poorly on the corrector.
What do you mean by that?
Take a constant Kerry Edwards claim. We've lost 1.6 million jobs under the current administration. Now, the president could say, untrue, sir. That only counts private sector jobs. If you count public sector jobs, we've lost only a little over 500,000. But that doesn't sound like an argument that the president would want to make. Maybe the same thing's going on with John Edwards. Maybe he knew that Vice President Cheney had met him in the past, not at the vice presidential debate, as the vice president said, that they had just met there. But maybe Edwards thought that it wouldn't be the best strategy to say, no, I did meet you, but you just don't remember me. That wouldn't help him counter the gravitas of Dick Cheney.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca in New York. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.